Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergence zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show. Hi, everyone. Welcome and happy Friday to you. It is August 23rd, 2013. I am broadcasting a special last-minute show because there are some big energies happening right now. As an astrologer, I'm always aware of what's going on in the skies and how things are shifting and shaping and moving around. And when I was looking at today's energies and this weekend, I had a few wow moments. And after being in contact with many of you who were also feeling these big energies, I knew I had to put together this impromptu show to go into these energies and to give you some perspective, some peace, and hopefully calm and soothe anything that's getting fired up. I'm going to dive into that understanding in just a moment. First, I invite you to grab your astrology chart if you have it. This is a perfect show to have that handy to look at some specifics. If you don't have an astrology chart, you can get one for free at www.astro.com, and you can follow along. Also, if you're listening live and you don't have your astrology chart in front of you right now, no problem. You can listen to the show and then come back and listen again. Perfect how that works. If you are brand new to me and to Conscious Cool Chic Radio, welcome. My name is Molly McCord. I am an intuitive, an author, obviously an astrologer, and a spiritual teacher. I love sharing, giving, communicating, connecting, and essentially empowering you with spiritual understandings around everything that's going on in our lives these days. My website is ConsciousCoolChic.com. You can click on over there as I'm talking, as you're listening. And I also want to make you aware of the fact that I'm offering a special astrology reading right now because there are so many big energies. I have helped so many of you all over the globe. I think I've worked with 20 countries and counting. So many of you, I've helped you with some understanding around what's going on right now because it's big and you're feeling it, or there's something on your mind and you don't know where to go with it. You don't know who will understand. You don't know who's going to get it. And so that's actually my expertise, is to be your confidant and to explain some of the energies, the lessons, the possibilities, and to provide what's ahead. You know, we just need that perspective at times. So what can I look forward to? What's going great? What do I need to be reminded of? As an intuitive, I work with the clairaudience and clairvoyant skills, and I'm also an empath. So all of that together creates for a very unique astrology reading. If you want to check it out, the current offer I have right now is for a back to end of summer, I'm calling it end of summer bonus, where you get an extra 5 minutes to your 15-minute reading. It does need to be booked by August 31st to get that deal. But check that out over on ConsciousCoolChic.com, and you can see what works for you and a little bit more about me. Now, let's take a look at these big energies. First, I invite us all to breathe. to remember to exhale, to remember the beauty that's all around us, that maybe you don't see readily or easily, but that's there and it's present. And it can be the simple beauty of a flower or a favorite piece of chocolate or a walk through the forest or watching a sunset. Remember there are so many beautiful things all around us. And as you're connecting to that energy, create your mental gratitude list. Just start with, I'm grateful for this breath. I'm grateful for this body. I'm grateful for my human experience. I'm grateful for the relationships. I'm grateful for, and keep going. Because when you connect with gratitude, it will also flush out anything else that might be coming up. So let me dive into some of the specifics of what is coming up right now. Within the course of just 3 days, we have two big astrology energies. The first one is called a grand cross. It's actually a cardinal grand cross. And then we're going to experience a grand sextile. Now, we had a grand sextile that was very strong in July. We had a water grand trine that was exact July 17th. And then in late July, we had a grand sextile, which was the water grand trine paired with an earth grand trine that creates 6 points that are all connected. And it's essentially grand geometry in the heavens. It's rare. It's beautiful. It has a lot of energy. There's a lot of flow, manifestation, abundance, release, inspiration, creativity, all kinds of good stuff with the grand sextile. That energy is coming back in August 25th and 26th. It's not quite as strong, but it's there. It's worth noting. So I'm going to get to that after I talk about this cardinal grand cross. But I want you to know that we are moving, shifting, releasing, getting out what needs to go. That's essentially what is happening right now, and that can feel kind of gunky at times. It doesn't always feel smooth or that we're doing it gracefully, maybe. The energies of right now are quite dynamic. And by right now, I'm speaking specifically about today, Friday, August 23rd, maybe going into Saturday, but it's really today when it's the strongest. And here's why. As you're probably aware of, if you've been following along with astrology, we have an ongoing square between Pluto in Capricorn and Uranus in Aries. Now, these two are doing a dance together until 2015. They are going to be working with each other. The energy moves back and forth in a shifting motion. It's kind of this left-right dance where they come together in a very tight configuration and the energy is more intense, and then they release a little bit and they come back together. Over the course of 3 years, this dance happens 7 times. Right now, they are not in exact connection. Pluto in Capricorn is at 9 degrees. If you're looking at your astrology chart, you want to find Capricorn and see where Pluto, or see where 9 degrees is. That's where Pluto is working with you. Uranus in Aries is at 11 degrees. So you can see they're 2 degrees apart, which is still tight. It's still notable. It's still there. They are going to meet up again I believe it's early November, for another exact connection. So we have those two who are working together, or I should say working against each other to create more friction and to show us what is ready to go, what needs to be changed. Pluto in Capricorn represents how we are powerfully using authority. It connects to corporations, structures, anything that's been in place for a long time that needs to shift at a foundational level. It's about transforming how we take responsibility for ourselves. This is soul level work. This is really owning our authority, our expertise, our knowingness of ourselves and standing strong in that. Uranus in Aries is a breakout energy, which can show up as breakdowns and breakthroughs. It's basically saying, I have to be me. I have to do it my way. I want to start something new. It's a pioneering energy. It's about taking you forward to a new place of self-definition that matches with you beautifully and divinely. Adding to the mix is Jupiter in Cancer. Jupiter in Cancer is at 12 degrees right now. So we talked about how Pluto is at 9 degrees. Uranus is at 11 degrees. And now we have Jupiter in Cancer at 12 degrees. So it's that hot spot zone. Jupiter in Cancer emphasizes growth, emotions, our feelings, our intuition, where we go to feel safe. It can involve real estate, our home, our mothers, how we mother or how we have been mothered, so that nurturing energy. The thing about the Cancer energy is that it can also feel quite vulnerable, and it can be reactive, defensive. It can strike out when it feels attacked. The highest expression of Jupiter in Cancer is remembering that we're here to grow and to flourish. We're here to honor our feelings and emotions, to trust ourselves on deeper levels. We're here to be the best of ourselves and to take care of ourselves, to nurture what we need, to honor our feelings. That is one of the gifts of this time. But it can be a lot of emotion that comes up. And so with Jupiter in Cancer in this hot zone, it's going to emphasize the changes that are happening, the things that maybe are falling apart, the flare-ups, the trigger points. It's going to add more exaggeration even to the mix. It's an amplification energy. And then we have, in the fourth corner, as we'll say, we have Venus in Libra. Venus in Libra wants the peace, wants harmony, wants us to talk it out, to look at each other and to value what we are here to do together. It's meant to be a calming energy. It's meant to focus on the harmony in a situation. It adds some sophistication. Venus wants to relish in the beauty of life and where we go to love ourselves. However, Venus is moving into this hot zone as well. And what it stirs up is perhaps where we've given away our power to others, where we've looked for validation outside of ourselves. It's showing us relationships that maybe aren't supporting who we are now. It's perhaps seeing our financial situation and maybe where it's not stable or where we've overspent or given too much away. Venus comes in and it wants to apply love and harmony and give everybody some hugs and pass around a good bottle of wine. But the situation right now is quite dynamic. And so this energy, with all this cardinal energy, it's associated with the four seasons. So Pluto in Capricorn is associated with winter. Uranus in Aries is associated with spring. Jupiter in Cancer is associated with summer, and Venus in Libra is associated with the fall, autumn. So imagine all four seasons wanting to get started at once. What would happen, right? It's like all this energy wants to go somewhere. It wants to have an outlet, but it's in a tension. It's in tension with the other seasons. That's how big this is. And now we have one more player who's coming into the mix, and that is the moon in Aries. The moon in Aries is coming through. It's opposing Venus in Libra. It's squaring Pluto in Capricorn. It's going to be conjunct Uranus in Aries, and it's going to square Jupiter in Cancer. What does this mean? It adds emotional experiences, reactions, feelings. Everything gets elevated when the moon in Aries comes through. And not only does it get elevated, it gets fired up about me and what I feel and what I think. And it can trigger anger or rage or that inner almost violence or something where you feel like you're the volcano. And it's not just you. Because it's these four powerful energies that are going on, it's all of us. It's many of us. Now, depending on how this energy shows up in your chart, and what part of your chart is being triggered will depend on what your experience is. Now, if you're looking at your astrology chart and you don't see anything being directly triggered in this hot zone that I've described, you are probably still feeling it, just not as personally. And at least you have an understanding that this is what other people are going through, right? That you can understand and see it from a detached perspective that, oh, this is what's going on. This is why things are hot right now. Now, the purpose of all this is to help us grow, to grow in self-understanding, in seeing ourselves from a new, higher perspective, from understanding some dynamics and energies that are in play that maybe we didn't notice before, but now it's quite clear. There's also the theme of responsibility and ownership here, where you're looking at, okay, what is this about for me, and what is it about for others? What in this scenario do I need to own, and maybe what is not mine? What is not what I have to own or look at? It can feel quite intense. And one of the reasons why I was guided to do this impromptu show is that this energy is going to be reappearing. It's going to be coming back again in September, specifically the end of September, beginning of October. It's also going to be coming in strong in the beginning of 2014. This Cardinal Grand Cross will get any astrologer talking because it's a big deal. And when something is a big deal, we know it can also be for our highest and best growth if we connect our intentions to it in that way. And there is a lot of Aries energy here, so it could feel warlike. It could feel that you have to just say what you need to say and get your feelings out there and, you know, maybe even throw stuff around unconsciously. That's one dynamic to choose. You know, everything is a choice. And then the other part is to look at it from the higher perspective of what am I learning about myself? What am I seeing that maybe I didn't realize before? Am I understanding a need I have that I didn't see because now I'm seeing it played out through a relationship? Or have I been disempowering myself with finances in some way, and now I'm ready to own it? Have I been holding back my true feelings, and I don't want to live that way anymore? There's a lot of themes going on here, but there's also a lot of gold. There's gold, and that's what I am feeling so strongly. Now, I am going to talk about that grand sextile energy, but I first want to also make a connection here. That with all of the dynamic stuff moving around with this grand cross in the cardinal signs, we need to know a higher perspective, almost to soothe it down, to calm it down, to allow things to be a gift, right? And so one way to do that through astrology is I like to look at what is happening with Neptune. And currently, Neptune is in Pisces as well as Chiron in Pisces. This is where we can have a higher spiritual perspective and understanding about what we're healing in ourselves, where we are all connected, how when you throw energy around and you get something off your chest, it's almost like maybe you're splattering it on other people and you didn't realize it. And maybe that's not really what you want to do. You want to harness in that energy, work it out for yourself, and then come to others with compassion, with kindness, with an understanding that we're all in this together. You know, we all live on this planet together. We're all feeling each other's energies. We all have areas of growth that we're here to get done. being human means we're getting things done. You know, there's things that we want to move forward. There's ways that we want our lives to move forward. And this is an opportunity to see what areas of life are ready to move forward for you. It can also involve completions, things that are just done. You know, whether that is friendships, relationships, partnerships, ways of dealing with certain emotions, belief systems, patterns. I mean, the list goes on and on. There is also a sense here that it's time to complete things, because what's waiting for you could very well be your most amazing dream life. But in order for that to happen, something's got to give. And that's part of what the Grand Cross shows you. What has to give? What's got to give? What's done? It's a time to be gentle and loving with yourself, to choose your words wisely, to love yourself, to honor what you need, to be aware of the fact that you are a human in lesson, and to give yourself self-forgiveness and to have self-compassion. Because even if there's times when you're feeling the emotional uproar or the reactions or the power struggles or being challenged, come back to that place where, you know, you are a human in lesson. You're learning the best you can. You're doing the best you can every day. And yes, stuff comes up and things come out. And at the same time, you can always return to that quiet, peaceful place where you know this is all a human experience, and that your light and your love for self is bigger than any passing situation. And I think we just need to hear that at times. Now, another connection to this energy, as I mentioned, is that grand sextile. The grand sextile energy will be coming in, again, August 25th through the 26th. Again, it's not as strong as what it was in July, but it's going to be advantageous, and it's going to open you up to the flows of you. You know, those things that are your big dreams, your big aspirations, the real you. That's how I feel it. I feel it as a reconnection to the real you and a reconnection of your big dreams, your big hopes, your desires, what you want to create in your life. This energy is going to be strong because, again, it goes back to this Pluto in Capricorn at 9 degrees. And then we have the Sun in Virgo. It's going to come in. Now, it's only going to be at 2 or 3 degrees. So it's not quite right there with Pluto, but it's close enough. It's also an earth sign. Virgo is another earth sign, so it's going to provide that practical stability and grounding. Then we're going to have the beautiful moon move into Taurus, and it's going to get rid of any of those flare-ups. It's going to be the calming, the peace, the practical energy. And those three earth signs working together harmoniously are going to be stabilizing. You're going to see what is. You're going to be able to ground into what you want to manifest. And where is your real foundation? Your emotional foundation. Chances are it's within that peaceful part of you. I feel this energy as it's like the calm after a storm. It's when the waters get soothed and things die down and you can look at what was. And then you say, now, what part of this was just someone's personal expression that they had to get off their chest? And what part of this am I going to take forward and place value on it? So have that in your mind, too, that you know, whatever you're feeling right now or whatever's coming up, you always have choice and you always have the power to choose what you value. And you can allow others to have their experience without taking it on or without messing in it. Now, the other part of the grand sextile is the water energy. This does relate again to the Jupiter in Cancer. And it connects with Chiron in Pisces at 11 degrees, And it connects with Saturn in Scorpio at 6 degrees. Now, these energies are about the flow, the release, the letting go, the new intuition that you, or the new intuitive hits you might feel, the creativity, the inspiration, also a connection, an energetic and emotional connection to each other's higher self. Now, think about it from that way. We're all, because we're all energetically connected, we all have our higher selves are talking. Think about that. Think about how the person who maybe is triggering you on some level is actually working with your higher self for your best, most divine growth. And what if that's one of the main messages of this time? We need to understand our own energetic connections and our own energetic boundaries. We always have choice in how we want to direct our energies and what is for our best and highest good. You know, it's almost like that whole, this is funny, this just came to me. It's that idea that you can love somebody and not like them. Right? You can love them and you can want the best for them and you can feel that your higher self and their higher self are working together and there's good stuff there. And then maybe your human experience is different. But this is where you can also find a safety and a comfort that all is in divine order. Because even if the human game is messy and weird and explosive and just a little intense for a period of time, all is perfect and divine on the higher levels because the higher selves know exactly what is being played out, and there's a lot of love, respect, and value for the fact that we're even participating in planetary energies at this time. This is some big stuff, so know that the Grand Cross in cardinal signs is going to be happening again. You know, it's not even something I can downplay. It's going to be happening again in late September and early October, and again in 2014. So know that we are being given a sneak peek, if you will, of what is ready to be complete in our lives, what is ready to go. I am actually feeling a lot of love right now, a lot of peace, forgiveness, understanding. It's almost like if you're ready to go, then just go. If you are coming in with love, then welcome. There's just a need for acceptance of each other's choices and paths and how we are using our energies. If you can connect to love for yourself right now, it's going to help move you through any of the bumps or hurdles or things that come up. Now, again, I'm so happy to help if I can. If I can give you some understanding, the astrology sessions I offer do that. And you can find more about that on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com, if you just need a little understanding right now. It can really help provide perspective and soothe anything that's flared up. We have some big growth opportunities going on that are going to continue. But, you know, that's also why we chose to be here. We chose to be a part of the dynamic shifts on the globe and in our individual experiences. We chose to have people in our lives who will help push us forward. So if you can connect to that perspective, that this person, maybe this person is a soulmate who is moving you forward, and what a gift that is. What a beautiful blessing, because everything is in divine order and it's making the journey very interesting, but also connecting you to higher levels of knowingness, of self-trust, self-compassion, and your soul's energy. There's a lot of beauty in this time. So I hope that this has provided some understanding that it's global. It's just part of the energies right now. And as you progress on your path, there is more joy to be experienced, and there's a lot of good things ahead. So thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening to this special show. I am live every Wednesday at 12 noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern time, and 8 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Please join me for the next live broadcast, and I answer your questions, actually. It's going to be the monthly Q&A show where you've sent me all of your questions, and I'm going to answer them. So thank you, everybody. Have a beautiful weekend. Know that all is well and that you are divinely loved and cherished for being here at this time. Thank you so much.
Moment I just feel so alive, alive, alive. I wish that I could have this moment for life, for life.